Welcome, everybody, to the Planning Commission meeting of Monday, March 22nd. We have only one item this evening. We'll get an estimate of how long the hearing will go from Ms. Patty Miller. And any of the documents that will be covered tonight are available at City Hall and on the city's website. If you have a cell phone or any other useful but noisy device that you'd like to turn off right now, please feel free to do so. And I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Thank you. Commissioner Daniels.
Present.
Commissioner Wallace.
Here.
Vice Chair Cheeler.
Present.
Chair Solomon.
Here. We now will open the public forum. This is the time for any member of the public to address the commission on an item that is not on today's agenda. Do we have any speaker slips?
Madam Chair, no, I do not have any.
Thank you. Staff, are there any adjustments or amendments to today's agenda?
Madam Chair and Commissioners, there will be an adjustment to your one and only public hearing item, but we can take that up when the item comes up on your agenda.
Okay. In that case, we'll proceed with our administrative agenda item A1, the approval of the Planning Commission minutes for the meeting of March 8th, 2010. Any discussion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. So we'll move on to the public hearing portion of our agenda, and I will ask the clerk please to read agenda item C1.
Thank you. Agenda item B1 is a public hearing on 09154 CUP, T-Mobile Monopine Wireless Communications Facility, located at 7402 Hollister Avenue, APN 079-210-064.
Thank you. At this time, we would hear from our staff. Staff report, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Well, I'll start out with something probably different than you expect, and that is that staff and the applicant are recommending continuance of this item as a result of some information that we received today. And both staff and the applicant need some time to consider the effect of a programmed capital improvement project on this proposed cell site. That particular capital improvement project is the new Highway 101 overcrossing project. And staff had focused substantially on our general plan, which shows this as a proposed improvement, and in a policy text describes the alignment as being generally along Elwood Station Road, which is to the east of the subject property. We have learned today that the improvement project has proceeded to the engineering design phase, and the alignment has been moved to the west. So the alignment would be more directly north of Entrance Road and would go through what we'll refer to, just because it's easy, as the Citrix campus and the parking lot, and overlaps with the T-Mobile lease site. Mm. There are possible solutions to this, but it will take a little bit of time to explore options. The applicant fully agrees that we need to look into this, and as a result is not here this evening because they agree to the recommended continuance. But I would note that this is a notice public hearing, And in the event, I don't believe I see any, but in the event that you do have a speaker slip or wish to hear from the public, because it is a notice public hearing, the commission could consider taking such testimony. And we're obviously here and ready to answer questions on this issue, but the recommendation is to continue this item to April 12th, 2010, and you do have room on your calendar for that.
Ms. Miller, do we need some kind of a motion to move the item?
Madam Chair, yes, that would be appropriate.
Commissioners, is there any discussion about this?
Can the discussion be more about the project than about the continuance? I mean, can I ask a question about the project instead of just the continuance?
Madam Chair and Commissioner Daniels, I think it would be cleaner just to continue it, but to the extent that that helps you.
I can talk to staff afterwards. Okay. Thank you very much.
Commissioner Wallace.
Thank you, Chair. I don't want to say anything about the project either, but there's another issue that I would like staff to attend to, and that deals with the height of the monopine. It's listed in staff report at 56, listed in the emissions compliance is 47, it's listed on the maps as 50, and I think that might make a difference when the formula is applied. Not a dramatic difference, but for, I hate to use the word, for reconciliation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Solomon. Just one question of staff. Will this new information be taken into account when the design review board meets tomorrow on a similar project in a similar area?
Yes. That project, in summary, I don't want to go too much into it, is to the DRB is considering a co-location application on the Verizon monopine, which is nearby. We will provide that information to that planner, and we'll see where the DRB goes with it. Yeah.
Any other questions or discussion from the commission? Our legal staff, any comments? I saw you reaching for your, no.
No, I just want to make sure that we stay on track with the item on the agenda. So clarification that DRB will handle what its project is before it tomorrow is sufficient, but wanted to make sure that it's limited to that.
Okay, thank you. Well, with that said, I think we can move forward with a motion to postpone this item. Any commissioner, can I hear from a commissioner?
Sure. I would move a continuance to April 12th, 2010.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Wallace. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Vice Chair Schneider. And we need to vote on this? Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries 4-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. I believe we closed the public hearing at this point. Is that so?
Madam Chair, I think we probably never really officially opened it, so we're just flat out continuing it and can deal with the public hearing process at the meeting of April 12th.
Okay. Well, then, should we actually conclude the meeting at this point? And
I want to go ahead. Thank you, and good evening, members of the Commission. I wanted to provide two-piece information, not only to you but to any member of the public that may be viewing this from home. The city's website has a feature in it that I want to just illustrate because I think it has particular value. When you go to the city's website, you can actually subscribe to having emails sent to you about all the public hearings, public meetings, special events that the city hosts or facilitates, bid packages that may be out there for a variety of capital improvements, public works-type projects, and as I indicated, various hearings and meetings, including this one here. And I want to encourage people to go in and explore the city's website, and you'll see an a la carte menu. You can put a little check next to those things that are of interest to you, including events that are happening at various city and municipal facilities around town, and you will receive an automatic email. If you check all of the boxes, I guarantee you will be flooded each day with far more emails than you want. So I do want folks that have an interest in the community and the various activities, be judicious, but to know about it. The second item that I wanted to bring up is building and safety services. We have, in many ways, expanded building and safety services, and in other ways, constricted or contracted the time when they're available. We are now providing counter services upwards of 7 hours a day, whereas over the past 6 to 8 months, it's only been about 2 hours a day of counter services that have been provided. We have inspection services and a team of a pool of inspectors that are available as well. But we are providing building and safety services now on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Unless there's a very critical need, we will not be providing building and safety services on Wednesdays and Fridays. In fact, we haven't been providing services every other Friday for many years. Why Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday? Because the keynote interest of all the customers has been tracked, monitored, talked with over the past 8 months, and those are the hot spot days when most of the concrete pours occur, when much of the roofing gets done, what little framing goes on. We can work with a variety of parties. So again, building and safety services are Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays now from 8 to 3. Of course, a party can come on in on Wednesday and Friday and talk with our staff, and we'll attempt to accommodate their set of needs, but we likely will not have an inspector for them on those days. And then following this meeting, I want to make a off record here. I want to make a special introduction of someone that's come tonight to join us, but we'll do it following the meeting here. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chase. Ms. Miller?
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. I just have, under the Director's report, one item to bring to your attention. I wanted to follow up with you on the progress of the Citrus Village project. This is a 12-unit residential project that the Planning Commission did approve. It was subsequently appealed to the City Council. And after some review, that project was revised and is now a 10-unit residential project. It goes back to the City Council on April 6th. And I think they will be taking final action on that day. So we will report that outcome to you at your meeting of April 12th. Thank you.
Thank you for the update. Any other staff reports? Any other information to exchange? No? Okay, well, I think we can close the public portion of the meeting at this point. A call for a meeting adjournment. Second?
Second.
Call in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.